Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you?
Much better, thank you.
Oh, good.
And yourself?
Oh, I'm trying to stay warm outside.
Are you working outside today?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little frosty out there.
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing with your garden these days?
Oh, just the fall cleanup. So the project this morning is taking down the pea vines that I planted for the fall.
The tea vines?
Peas.
Pea vines.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Snow peas and snap peas.
Mm-hmm.
They finally got frozen.
Happened last night, huh?
Yeah.
I'll have to check my chard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had everything covered, and then I went back out around 11:30 to make sure the wind hadn't blown my tarps off.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few, and somehow there was a skunk in the garden, too. I don't know how it got in, but...
Did you surprise each other?
The dog, I'm dog-sitting, so the dog surprised it.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, didn't get sprayed. But let's see, what else? What am I doing? I'm actually prepping beds for spring planting.
How many beds?
Two different beds right now, and one bed's going to be for the spring planted garlic, and the other ones I'll put early spinach and lettuce and the poppies for Hungarian blue. Is it Hungarian blue?
Poppy.
Poppy seeds for bread and pastries and stuff. I'll be planting those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe some early carrots and, you know, things like that.
So how big are these beds?
The bed with the that's going to have the poppies and carrots and early greens and stuff is 200 square feet. It's 4 by 50.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's probably 35 by 4, 4 by 35.
So how do you prepare? How do you prep them?
Well, I dig out the edges and, you know, grass grows in and I dig all that out and I'll probably let it sit like that, and then come spring, just before I plant, I'll use my spading fork and work in compost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and let's see, what else? The other thing I've mentioned in the past, I'm going to be growing out next year daikons, carrots, and beets for seed, and so I actually grew them this year because those are biennials.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, so I set aside in my storage trench about 40 or so daikons and 40 to 50 carrots and about 50 beets.
And you're going to replant these this coming spring?
I'll replant them, yeah. Maybe late March, but most likely early April.
And so they're all laying outdoors in a trench?
Well, they're in a trench that's got mulched with, what do I want to say, it's in a trench. Then I lined it with leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And I put dirt on top of that. Then I put bales of hay on top of that. And then there's old pieces of metal, corrugated metal roofing. And that's to keep the moisture from leaking through from the snow and stuff.
So your idea is to keep them kind of moist and pliable and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the spring planting.
Yeah, for the spring planting.
Mm-hmm. And what else have you got going on?
Actually, that's about it. I'm going to go actually help a friend plant some, haul some straw. And I did go and rake up a load of leaves, and that's off the truck. So.
And you're going to do what now? You're going to do what with straw? I didn't quite catch
that.
Oh,
I'm just going to go help a friend haul straw.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that
reminds me. You were saying something, I think it was in the past, about using straw and turning it in to your garden. And I wasn't quite sure if you were a plus or a minus on that idea.
Well, if you're doing it in the fall and you put some manure out there, you know, and just sheet compost, it's, you know, you can put all your organic matter out there if you wanted to, mix it with your compost or manure and turn it into the ground, and it will break down all winter. And you'll have really nice soil in the spring.
I see. Okay. So you got anything else for us?
No, just a short one this week.
That was a short one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling us in there, Lance. Appreciate
okay.
it. And we'll be looking to talk to you next week at 10 o'clock.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Good day to you.
Bye.
And there you go. There goes Lance. And you can tune into him every Monday around 10 o'clock for As the Worm Turns. If you have any questions about what you might have heard or haven't, and you want to suggest something, you can put it online or give us a call here at KVNF. You are listening to KVNF 90.9 in Paonia, and KVMT 89.1 in Montrose, as well as always around the world at kbnf.org.